بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of all that exists. May Allah salah and salam be upon the Prophet Muhammad, his noble and pure family, and his companions, and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. Inshallah, we can continue tonight, bi'idhnillah, the explanation of Surah Al-A'la, Surah number 87, from part 30 of the Quran. We reached verse 14. Last night we reached verse 14, and this is based on the tafsir by Sheikh Muhammad bin Salih Al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah, which just came up recently. And inshallah we'll try to finish the entire part, inshallah part 30 of the Noble Quran. Can Brother Ayman, Jazakum Allah Khair, or anyone else who wants to contribute by posting the text. So this is number 14, verse number 14, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. The first verse, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. أَفْلَحَ, can you put the verse inshallah, the translation of the meaning, so that people can follow inshallah. Brother Ayman, if you can do that, it would be nice inshallah. This is verse number 14. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. Indeed, whoever purifies himself shall achieve success. Shall achieve success. So, أَفْلَحَ is taken from the Arabic الفلاح, which means success. And this is a comprehensive term. And it means الْفَوْزُ بِالْمَطْلُوبِ, attaining what is sought, وَالنَّجَاةُ مِنَ الْمَرْهُوبِ, and salvation from what is feared. This is the meaning of al-falah, of success. So it comprises every good. It comprises every good, and it repels, it's a repelling against every evil. The saying of Allah, مَنْ تَزَكَّى, in the verse, whoever purifies himself. This is taken from the Arabic, التَزْكِيَة, which means purification. And that's where zakah is derived, from التَزْكِيَة. Why? Because it purifies the person from despicable manners and characteristics, like that of misery, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Quran, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَاهِرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّهِمْ بِهَا, and take from their wealth a charity, a due charity that purifies them and that makes even their wealth grow, because this is the zakah. As in Surah At-Tawbah, verse 103. So تَزَكَّى in this verse here means tatahara, purified himself, and this purification is twofold, apparent and that which is related to the inward. So first of all, one should purify himself from the shirk with respect to the relation with Allah. One should purify himself, يزكي نفسه من الشرك, يَتَزَكَّى مِنَ الشِّرْكِ, meaning to purify himself from shirk in terms of the relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thus this means worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having the whole religion sincere for him, having the whole religion sincere for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Doesn't show off, doesn't make people hear of his worship or of his actions in order to show off, not seeking a rank or a leadership in that which he worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, he needs or he wants, he intends in this the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the hereafter. This is one aspect. The second aspect of tazakka, the purification, is in relation to the following of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such that he doesn't invent in the sharia, in the law, things that are not in it, whether they are plenty or little, neither in matters of creed nor in the sayings or the actions. This is the tazkiyah regarding Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and thus it means following him without an innovation. And this, he said, the Shaykh rahimahullah, لا ينطبق تماما, this indeed does not apply إلا على الطريقة السلفية, طريقة أهل السنة والجماعة. This does not apply except on the Salaf's way, the way of أهل السنة والجماعة, those who believe in all that which Allah has described Himself in the book or on the tongue of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, على الطريقة السلفية, according to the Salafiyya way, to the way of the Salaf. They don't invent in innovations, neither in sayings or in act of worship. Nothing. They invent nothing regarding the religion of Allah. And so you find them following that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought from the sharia. In opposition are those who, in contrast to those who, the innovators, who innovate in the remembrances of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inventing ways of dhikr, either in terms of its kind or in its way or characteristics, or in its performance, as it is the case, كما يفعله بعض أصحاب الطرق من الصوفية وغيرهم, as it is the case practiced by some followers of the Sufi ways and others. Also from the purification, also from the tazkiyah purification, is that which is related to treating the creation in such a way that he would purify, the person would purify himself from hatred, enmity, towards his Muslim brothers, and thus you will find him safe and sound and pure with his heart regarding his brothers. He loves for them what he is pleased for himself, and he wouldn't like for any one of them to be touched by anything harmful. Rather, he would love to see people safe from every evil and guided to all that which is good. So this term, as you have seen now, tazakka, means that the one who is purified outwardly and inwardly purified from shirk, associating no partners with Allah, and he is also inwardly purified from ashak, from doubt, and from hypocrisy, as well as from enmity towards Muslims and hatred against them, in addition to other things which that are obligated for the heart to be purified from. As to the outward, he safeguards his tongue and his limbs from aggression against the slaves of Allah Azza wa Jal, and thus he doesn't backbite anyone, he doesn't slander, he doesn't insult anyone, and doesn't transgress against anyone by beating or taking the wealth of others unlawfully or such. So this tazkiyah, as you can now hear, is kalimatun amma, is a general term. Tashmul comprises at-tatahur, which is the purification from every filth, outward or inward. And there we can see now from the discussion that it has three relations. The purification has three relations. One, the first one, that is which is the right of Allah. That is which is the right of Allah. The second relation is that which is the right of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the third, regarding the general public. In terms of the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he should make purification from shirk, and thus worships Allah, having the whole deen, the whole religion, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. as to the right of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he yatazakka min al-ibtida', and thus he purifies himself from innovation, and thus he will worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in accordance with the sharia and what it entails in regard to the creed, in regard to the saying, as well as the action. As to the treatment of people, then he purifies himself from hatred, from enmity and such, and all of that which would bring enmity and hatred between Muslims, he will keep away from that. And rather he, on the other hand, will do all that which brings forth love and friendship between them. And from this is ifsha'u salam, greeting Muslims with salam, which the Prophet ﷺ said regarding it, لا تدخل الجنة حتى تؤمن. You will not enter paradise until you believe. ولا تؤمن حتى تحاب. And you will not believe until you تحاب, love each other. أفلا أدلكم على شيء. Shall I tell you of something? إذا فعلتموه تحاببتم. If you do it, then you will love each other. And he said, أفشوا السلام بينكم. Spread the salam between you. This salam greeting is from the strong means that brings forth love and closeness between the Muslims. And this is something witnessed. If someone passes by you and doesn't greet you with salam, then you feel something in your heart towards him. وَإِذَا لَمْ تُسَلِّمْ عَلَيْهِ, and if you don't do the same to him, أَنْتَ صَارَ فِي نَفْسِهِ شَيْءٍ, if, meaning he also will find something, about you within himself. However, if you do greet him, or he greets you, it will be like a linkage, a bond that entails love and friendship. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the other hadith, وَتَقْرَأْ السَّلَامَ عَلَى مَنْ عَرَفْتَ وَمَنْ لَمْ تَعْرِفْ, and you spell the salam and greeting upon those whom you know and those who you don't know. And however, nowadays most people only greet those whom they know, and those whom he doesn't know, then he doesn't greet them. And this is wrong. Why? Because if you only limit it to those whom you know, then your salam is not pure for Allah's sake. Then your salam is not pure for Allah's sake. And thus greet all those whom you know and those whom you don't know from the Muslims, so that you attain the goal of spreading love between the Muslims and between each other. And also this is from the perfection of Iman. This is from the perfection of Iman. And the ultimate is دخول الجنة, entering paradise, as came in the hadith which has just preceded. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the people of paradise. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. The next verse please. وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى, and remembers and glorifies the name, this is number 15, and remembers and glorifies the name of his Lord, worships none but Allah, and prays, meaning the five compulsory prayers, and acts the nawafil, the additional prayers. وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. Can we have this verse please, Brother Ayman? ذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ, meaning he remembers Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the name, al-ism, in this verse, وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ, meaning the name, مِنْ أَجْلِ أَنْ يَكُونَ الذِّكْرُ بِاللِّسَانِ, so that the remembrance be by the tongue. Because he utters by the tongue the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says, for example, Subhanallah, glorified is Allah above every imperfection. High is He above every imperfection. And he also says, وَالْحَمْدُلِلَّهِ, all praise is due to Allah. And he also says, Wallahu Akbar, and Allah is the most great. So he mentions the name of Allah. And also, it means remembrance of the name of Allah by worshipping Him, making the worship sincere for Him. And in this regard, in this mentioning, enters the wudu, which we do. فالوضوء من ذكر اسم الله. Wudu is from the remembrance of the name of Allah. Why? Because the person does not make the wudu except that it is being a compliance to the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And secondly, if he starts the wudu process, then he would say Bismillah. And if he finishes the wudu, when he finishes the wudu, he will say Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, I bear witness that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh, and I testify that Muhammad is the slave and messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma ja'alni min at-tawwabin waj'alni min al-mutatahhirin. O Allah, make me from those who hasten abundantly for repentance. Waj'alni min al-mutatahhirin, and those who are purified. Wa min dhikri Allah azza wa jal, also from the dhikr, from the remembrance of Allah, the Most High, the Most Magnificent, the Most Mighty, is khutbatul Jum'ah, is the sermon of Friday, the Friday sermon. Because this is from the remembrance of Allah. Since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, idha nudiya lis salati min yawm al jum'ati fas'au ila dhikrillah wa dharul bay'a. O who you believe, if the proclamation is made to conduct the salah on the day of Jum'ah, and therefore come to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and leave off businesses and everything else. This is in Surah Al-Jumu'ah, which is chapter 62, verse 9. And it is the saying of some of the ulama regarding this verse, وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ, and remembers the name of his Lord, meaning referring to the khatib, the person who performs the khutbah, the imam, on the day of Jum'ah. فَصَلَّى, it refers to Salat al-Jum'ah. This is a saying of some of the scholars, rahimahumullah. هَذِهِ الْآيَة, this ayah, rather comprises all the prayers that are preceded by remembrances. And there is no prayer except that it is preceded by remembrances, because the person conducts the wudu before the salah and thus remembers the name of Allah and therefore goes after that for the salah. So therefore, the correct opinion that this verse is more general, and therefore what's intended by this is all the remembrances of the name of Allah Azza wa Jal. And thus every time a person remembers the name of Allah, it will be an admonition, and he will come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and praise. وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. وَالصَّلَى is the one which we know of, and this is a ibadah, a worship, that contains sayings and actions. It starts with takbir and it ends with taslim, the salah that we all know. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the next verse number 16, please, بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala moved to tell us that about the condition of man, in the sense that he prefers the life of this world. Why? Because, you know, it is ajila, it occurs, its affairs and things occur, and he witnesses them. And we know that man has been created from ajal, and likes that which is, you know, which comes hasty. And so that's why you find him yu'fir al-hayat al-dunya, that he would prefer the life of this world. And it is really described, its description befits its title, in the sense that dunya, regarding dunya, this life of this world, in terms of its timing, in terms of its qualities. As to its timing, it is dunya, meaning it precedes the hereafter. So it precedes the hereafter. And this dunya here refers to being al-qurb, meaning it's near. As to its description and qualities, it is imperfect. And this is the reality of it. No matter how it stays, and no matter how long a person stays in it, ultimately he is going to perish. And it, the same, the dunya, the life of this world, will perish. And regardless of how much it flourishes itself, beautified to the man, to the person, ultimately it will go to fade and wither and wilt. And that's why there is no joyful day of a person may encounter, except that it is followed by sorrow and a changing to the opposite. There is no time that passes where there is complete joy. There must be grief, worry, and trouble. And there is no comfort and rest. There must be toil. So the dunya fits well with its meaning and its title. وَالْآخِرَةَ, the hereafter, خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى excuse me, خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. Let's have the next verse, please. وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ. Hereafter, however, is better. وَأَبْقَى, meaning is more lasting. This one will perish. And it's also better in the sense of that which it contains from the pleasure and favors and bounties, which is everlasting and which is not touched by any grief or worry. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in Surah Al-Hijr, verse 48, لَا يَمَسُّهُمْ فِيهَا نَصَبٌ وَمَا هُمْ مِنْهَا بِمُخْرَجِينَ. No sense of fatigue shall touch them, no sense of fatigue shall touch them, nor shall they even be asked to leave. And also it is ever more lasting than this life, alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh, than this life of this world. The staying, the time limit of this life is limited and will come to an end. Contrary to the staying of the lasting of the hereafter, it is forever. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, إِنَّ هَذَا لَفِي الصُّحُفِ الْأُولَى, verse 18, إِنَّ هَذَا لَفِي الصُّحُفِ الْأُولَى, verse 18 please. Verily, this is in the former scriptures. This is in the former scriptures. Then the next verse after that, صُحُفِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى, Allah made it clear which are the former scriptures, the scriptures of Abraham, and that of Musa alayhim as-salam. Okay, meaning that which has been mentioned, that man prefers the life of this world over the everlasting one of the hereafter and forgets about the hereafter, is mentioned in the former scriptures, as well as all that has been mentioned in the verses of this, in the admonitions in these verses of this surah, all has been mentioned in the former scriptures. What scriptures Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to? Those of of Ibrahim, of Abraham, alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh, paintbrush, alaykum salam Ibrahim and Musa, alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. And in these there are admonitions that make the heart soft and correct the situations of people. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who will be given good in this life and good in the hereafter, and from those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect from the tormenting punishment in the hereafter. He is the all generous subhanahu wa ta'ala. This brings the end of this explanation, the Surah Al-A'la, chapter 87. Inshallah, tomorrow we will move to the explanation of the next surah, which is Surah Al-Ghashiyah, the overwhelming, which is 88. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. We're going to have a short break, inshallah, before we move to the next topic, inshallah. Alaykum as-salam. Alaykum as-salam. Rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. For those who came late.